मोकम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरि यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं. So let's recite the second shloka of Chaitanya Shikshastakam. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shaktesh tatrarpitani amita smaranena kalah etadrishe tava kripa भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमीदृशम् इह जनिनानुरागः. So we discussed the first verse, that is Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, in three parts. And we saw how glorious is the holy name of the Lord. How it starts cleansing our heart and it takes us to a very, very higher destination, that is realizing one's own constitutional position, one's own relationship with Krishna, and helps us to taste the nectar for which we all are hankering for. And this particular verse that we're going to discuss now, this talks about what is our position. So we saw the position of the holy name, how great the holy name is. Now we will see what is our position. So here it starts with Nam Nam Akari Bahuda. So there are innumerable names of Lord Shri Krishna. So they are classified as the primary names and secondary names. That principal names and secondary names. So principal names are the names like Krishna, Rama, Govinda, Achyuta. Now these are all principal names. Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan. And then when it comes to Gauna Naam or secondary names, so they are like Brahma, Paramatma, then Jagadish, and some the names like which talks about the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Ishwara Tattva, or not Ishwara Tattva, Ishwara qualities, yes, and the sweet qualities of the Lord, the Madhurya mood of the Lord is presented by the primary names. So Lord has got innumerable names like this primary and secondary, innumerable. So Dasha Avatar, you know, is there. So those are just the 10 avatars of the Lord which are mentioned. But it is very nicely described that there are infinite numbers of incarnations of the Lord. And the analogy given for this is if we are sitting on the bank of some water body, say ocean, so if we start counting the number of waves now which are coming towards the shore, then those many number of incarnations are there. So how many waves are there? Infinite. And how many incarnations are there? Infinite. So infinite incarnation, infinite names, because the names are not just based on the incarnations of the Lord, but also on different activities of the Lord, different qualities of the Lord. So there are innumerable names, Bahuda. And Nam Nam Akari Bahuda. So very, very mercifully, Lord has manifested, you know, these names. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda, Nija Sarva Shaktis. Nija, his own Sarva, all Shakti, potency or energy. He has invested all his potencies in all these holy names. So these holy names are not like our names, which hardly have any significance. But when it comes to the holy names of Krishna, Krishna and his holy names are non-different. Naam and Nami are non-different. So if I'm calling some person, say some person's name is Abhishek. So I'm there alone in this room. If I call Abhishek, so he's not here. He'll be there somewhere, you know, in his own place. But when I'm saying Krishna, when I'm saying Ram, when I'm saying Hari, he's personally present. He's personally present. But now there's a curtain in front of us, the curtain of Maya Shakti. And because of our disqualification, we are not able to perceive the presence of the Lord. So every time when we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, Lord is personally present to bless us, personally present. So Naam Naam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Now, Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. So there are various rituals, you know, mentioned in the Shastra. Like, for example, doing yajna, doing deity worship. doing Sandhya Vandanam. So all that has got rules and regulation. Time, place, circumstance, person. All these four matters a lot when it comes to various activities or various rituals mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. Deity worship, the person has to be extremely, you know, clean. He has to be pure, both internally and externally. He has to chant various mantras before entering the altar. And then, with a lot of purification, with one-pointed focus, he has to do the deity worship. When it comes to yajna, the pronunciation of the mantras, you know, have to be very, very precise and accurate. You know, it cannot be anything. So, and also lots of purity, both with the person and the ingredients used. So, it's lots of purity is needed. While doing Sandhya Vandanam, that is, you know, Brahmanas do 3 times a day. You know, there are some prayers to be chanted. So that has got, you know, lots and lots of rules. So in ISKCON, the pujaris have, they get second initiation, the Brahman Diksha. So there, the 7 Gayatris are given to chant. Now it has got lots and lots of rules and regulations to be followed. It cannot be chanted anywhere. It has to be in a very, very clean place. The person has to be clean. The thread has to be clean. And you know, the person should have taken proper bath. And if he is going to pass urine also, urine and stool, he has to take bath. So lots and lots of rules are there, you know, to follow. And then with one-pointed focus, the person has to chant those mantras. Now in this age of Kali, who has got time for all this? Krishna understands. Krishna understands that how qualified we are, how much time we have. And Krishna knows very well what sort of job we all are doing. The 9 to 9, 9 to 12 job that is there. 9 to 6 is just for namesake nowadays. So, while doing all this and having the household responsibilities and then, you know, struggling with the mind, struggling with people around, it's very difficult, you know, to qualify for time, place, circumstance and person. Taking out exclusive time. And what do I mean by time? Time means Brahma Murta. Yes, no other time, Brahma Murta. Time, place, it has to be a temple setup. Then circumstances, the circumstance should be very peaceful. And a person has to be clean and purified. So we don't have, you know, qualification for, you know, fulfilling these four. And we don't have time at all, no energy for doing all this. All the energy invested already in the office and other work. So what Krishna has done is very, very mercifully, he has done this. Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. Any time, any person, in any circumstance can chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. This is the benediction that Krishna has given to all of us. And there is no offense, you know, when we are chanting the holy name at any place, even in an unclean situation, unclean place, no problem. Even in the washroom, the person, you know, can chant the holy names. You know, this is the greatness. This is the greatness and the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. But then Krishna has given all this. He has given innumerable holy names, invested all his energies in the holy names, and anytime it can be chanted, this privilege and this, he has relaxed the rules and regulations for us when it comes to chanting the holy names. But then what about us? What is our position? Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuragaha. But then our problem is that we don't have any attraction towards the holy name. We don't have any attraction towards the holy name. Can you imagine? Just by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. We are associating with that personality whose association is very rare. All the Devi Devtas, they hanker for the association of Krishna and they don't get it. But we Jivas were stuck in the cycle of birth and death. Just by chanting the holy names, we are getting his personal association. Personal. See, when it comes to Devi Devtas, they go to the, you know, shore of Shira Sagar to meet Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And they'll chant Purusha Shukta. They'll chant so many prayers. Do they get Sakshat Darshan of the Lord? They don't. You know, Lord speaks to Brahma through meditation. Through subtle way, through spiritual way, the message is transmitted to Brahma, and Brahma will reveal to all the Devi Devatas. And look at us. We chant the holy name of Lord Krishna and is personally present in front of us. Personally, he is there to give his association. Every single day, when we are holding the beads and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna is personally present. This is the glory when it comes to chanting of the holy names. And just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, the person can go back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan, and attain Krishna's personal association and service. Just by chanting the holy name. But then look at our situation. How abominable our situation is. We don't have attraction to the holy name. We are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Busy, you know, busy going around in the entire world, having a world tour. Why? Because we don't have taste. We don't have attraction. When we are watching a movie, I mean, when we were watching a movie, or some cricket matches, some football matches, one pointed focus, vyavasayatmika buddhi, with one pointed focus, without moving the eyeballs, without blinking, now people watch. Why? There's so much of taste for this, so much of taste. When we are hearing gossip, there's so much of taste for it. Hey, what happened? Tell me more, tell me more. But when it comes to chanting of the holy names, unfortunately, we don't have that taste. This is what is our current situation. And this is what we have to tell Krishna when we are chanting. That, oh Lord, look at my abominable situation. You have given everything in your holy name. But then I have no attraction for it. This is what is my fallen position. This is what is the most abominable position which I am stuck in. Oh Lord, only you can save me. Only you can help me out, oh Lord. Please help me. Please help me. So we have to beg and pray when we are chanting the holy names. And why are we not having attraction? Why are we not having taste in the holy name? Because we are committing offenses when we are chanting the holy names. There are 10 offenses to the holy name. So after we complete the 8 verses of Shikshastakam, we will start those 10 offenses one by one. And we'll see those 10 offenses and how to avoid those 10 offenses. But as of now, you can go theoretically, you can just read it, the 10 offenses, you can find it on internet. You can read those 10 offenses and try to avoid that as much as possible. And most important is intensely praying to the Lord that this is what is my position. Please pick me up from this abominable position of not having any attraction to you and place me in a position where I incessantly chant your holy name, tasting your association and trying to hanker to attain you this very lifetime. So this is what this shloka talking about, the second shloka of Shikshastakam. So I request all of you all that now when we are chanting, you know, we just have one hour, 10 minutes. So I request all of you all that please beg and pray to the Lord intensely that, oh Lord, please help me. This is what is my position, oh Lord. This is what is my position. I've got a gem in my hand. I've got the most important thing or the most important personality on my tongue, but I don't know the value of it. Please help me to realize this, oh Lord. Please help me to realize.